了解就够。Wow, it's been a while since I've been here to preach in this congregation. It's such a joy to be here.
已经有一段时间没来到大家当中，是很高兴今天能够在大家当中来敬奉。
I want to start off by sharing with you a true story.
我开始先跟大家分享一个真实的故事。
The events are real, and I know it because I know them.
这件事情是真的，因为我认识当中那些主角。
A mother once confronted her four-year-old boy with the lie he had told.
有一次有个妈妈跟她四岁的仔仔讲关于她讲大话的问题。
So he started hitting his head.
咁个仔仔开始嚟到打自己嘅头。
So she said to him, "Why are you hitting your head?"
妈妈就问仔仔点解你打自己嘅头呢
？Bad brain. It makes me lie.
咁个仔仔就话啦，哦，都系个头衰，个头令到我讲大话。
So she wisely asked him, "Whose brain is it?"
咁个妈妈就好有智慧咁嚟到问仔仔，到底个头系边个噶
？Mine。
仔仔就话我个头咯。
So it's your brain, right?
咁妈妈继续问，系你个头系咪
？Yes。
咁仔仔话系。
Since it'sYour brain, it's your fault you lied, right?
妈妈跟住讲，既然系你个头，咁讲大话就系你唔啱啦，系咪
？This time he hesitated a fraction of a second, and then he said yes.
咁仔仔犹豫咗一阵，咁佢然后就话冇错。
So you lied.
咁妈妈继续就话，咁即系你讲大话啦。
Yes.
系嘅。
Since it's your fault, I'm going to have to punish you.
既然是你不对，那我就要惩罚你了。
Because you lied, I have to spank you three times.
因为你讲大话，所以我打三下你。
But because God forgives me and gracious to me, I need to spank you only one time.
因为神的怜悯，祂饶恕了我，我也学习神的饶恕，所以我只是打你一下。
So she took her ruler and she spanked her one time. Wow, real hard.
然之后妈妈就拎起间尺打咗佢只手一下，好重。
Immediately, the little boy wrapped his arms around his mommy, said, "Thank you, mommy. I love you."
咁个仔仔即刻反应，揽住妈妈条颈，同妈妈讲：，哎，多谢你，我爱你。
This event illustrates discipline and how to respond to discipline and what the results of good discipline are.
咁呢件嘅事情呢，表达咗乜嘢系管教？当我哋被管教嘅时候，应该点样反应？同埋必要嘅管教所带嚟嘅好处。
Discipline, how to respond to discipline, and what the results of discipline are the subject of Hebrews 12:7-11.
希伯来书十二章七到十一节讲嘅就系管教。当我哋被管教嘅时候，应该点样反应？同埋必要的管教所带来的好处。
Do we understand what discipline is?
我们知不知道什么是管教呢
？Do we know how to respond to discipline?
当我们被管教的时候，我们应该怎样反应呢
？Do we know why God disciplines us?
我们清不清楚明不明白神为什么要管教我们
？Let us look at this passage and consider each of these questions one at a time.
藉着这段的经文，让我们来一起的看一看，来到思想一下这几个的问题。
But before we look directly at this passage, I need to give you a little bit of necessary background.
但在我们看这段经文之前，我先跟大家讲一讲一些的历史背景。
These Christians who the author has been writing to have been undergoing persecution.
希伯来书是写给那些受紧逼迫、受紧难处的基督徒。
So some of them have lost their jobs, others have lost property, even their houses, others have been put into jail.
他们当中有些失业，有些的财产被没收，有些甚至收监。
The result was they were questioning God.
这样的情况底下，他们质问神。
Why, Lord?
神点解啊
？I serve you. Why you let this happen?
我喺度服侍你，我喺度敬拜你，但系点解让呢啲嘅难处、呢啲嘅逼迫发生喺我哋嘅身上
？And so some had abandoned their commitment to Christ，
因为有啲得唔到答案，佢哋放弃同神嘅关系。
Others were struggling，
有啲系喺度挣扎紧
，compromising，
妥协紧。
Brothers and sisters, we too face struggles and hardships in life.
弟兄姊妹，我哋同样亦都要面对生命入边一啲嘅难处，一啲嘅挣扎。
These are inevitable.
系必然嘅。
We too, like them, are often ostracized, even more so as time goes on because of our faith.
因为我哋信耶稣嘅缘故，我哋越嚟越感受到我哋系被排斥嘅。
And we too want to ask God, why, Lord?
我们也都要同样问一个问题，神啊，为什么啊？
Brothers and sisters, the author has something to say to you and I this morning as well.
弟兄姊妹，希伯来书十二章七到十一节这里也都是同样对我们说话。
So now let us understand what discipline is.
所以我们现在一起来看一看到底什么是管教。
The Greek word that is here translated discipline is also translated by several other English words.
希臘文的管教那个字同样翻译了其他一些的意思。
Two of those are illustrated in the story of the mother correcting her little boy.
其中两个的字有一次刚才在个故事那里表现出来。
And one of them precisely is that, correction.
其中一个就是矫正。
And this correction was in the form of teaching, question and answer.
即透过问题，透过答案来到去矫正。
Another concept used to translate this word is punishment.
另外一个的字来到去翻译就是责罚。
Other words used to translate this word here, translate discipline, are education.
另外一个字呢就是教育
training
锻炼
if you look down at verse 11
如果我们看十一节的时候呢
the author says for a moment all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant but later yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it
十一节凡管教的事当时不觉得快乐反觉得受苦，后来却为那经练过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
The word here translated "train" is the same word that in the rest of the passage is translated "discipline."
喺呢度呢个经练过呢个字，喺其他地方亦都系翻译成为嗰个嘅管教。
It's also translated by the words "upbringing" and "teaching."
另外两个字就系。教养和教导
Consider for example Acts 7 verse 22
我们来到看一看一些例子好像使徒行传7章22节
Where Luke writes and says And Moses was instructed In all the wisdom of the Egyptians And mighty in his words and deeds
使徒行传7章22节这样说摩西学了埃及人一切的学问，说话行事都有才能。
So here the same word used for discipline is translated instructed.
被教导。
In 1 Timothy 1:20 and 21, Paul writes and says, Among them are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have handed over to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme.
好似提摩太前书一章二十节咁讲，其中有许买乃和亚历山大，我已经把他们交给撒旦，使他们受责罚，就不再涉足了。
So here it's translated learn。
呢度我哋中文翻译成责罚。
Finally, consider Galatians 4 verses 1 and 2。
最后我哋再睇一睇加拉太书四章一到二节。
Here the noun form of this word is used and translated by the word guardian.
在这里加拉太书四章一到二节管教那个字被翻译成为师父。
In Greek households, guardians were those who cared for the upbringing and guiding and training of children.
在以前 希腊家庭入边咧，师傅就系嗰啲教养同埋指导细路仔嘅人。
Paul writes and says, I mean that an heir, as long as he is a child, is no different from a slave, though he is the owner of everything, but he is under guardians and managers until the date set by his father.
加拉太书四章一到二节咁讲，我算那承受产业的，虽然是全业的主人，但为孩童的时候，却与奴仆毫无分别。乃在师傅和管家的手下，直等到他父亲预定的时候来到。
So discipline includes punishment, but it means much more than punishment.
管教包括责罚，但佢仲包括其他好多嘅意思。
The idea behind discipline is the training up of a child in his thinking, in his actions, in his relationships to be mature.
管教背后的思想是锻炼一个小孩子 的思想行为和他跟其他人关系能够成熟。
Now, when we consider the context of this passage, the hardships, the persecutions that calls into question why, we see that the author is saying that these hardships is God's discipline of them.
现在当我们思想这段经文的上下文背景的时候，难处和逼迫令他们质疑神。问点解？我哋睇到希伯来书嘅作者讲紧难处系神嘅管教。
He is saying that God is using this persecution to train them, to correct them, to teach them, to transform them。
作者讲紧神用逼迫嚟到去锻炼，嚟到去矫正，嚟到去教导佢哋，更加嚟到去更新变化佢哋。
I remember a brother one time who many, many years ago was laid off from work. And so he came to me.
我记得好多年前，当有一个弟兄被解雇的时候，他来找我。
He told me, he said, you know, I think God is trying to get my attention and change me and get me to be more faithful in serving him in the church.
他告诉我，他认为神是要改变他。要佢更加忠心嚟到去服侍。
And so he did so and has done so ever since then.
佢从此之后就一直咁样好忠心喺教会入边服侍。
This temporary setback in his life was God's discipline that he used to transform this man in his faith.
呢个暂时嘅挫折系神用嚟到去帮助佢成长，嚟到去更新变化佢。
God will give us many events or teachable moments in our lives that He uses to transform us to be more like Jesus.
神会让我们有很多学习的机会和时候，祂用这些机会和时候来到去更新变化我们，好让我们更加像耶稣基督。
For another person I know, it was a temptation that he suffered under.
另外一个弟兄我认识的，就是祂面对好大嘅试探。
He felt so overwhelmed by this temptation, he did not know what to do except to cry out to God moment by moment, hour after hour, day after day, week after week, for 2 years, crying to God, help me.
当佢面对呢个咁大嘅试探嘅时候，佢唔知道点样做，佢唯有嚟到去向神呼求帮助，一日一日。一个星期一个星期，一个月一个月，他一直这样叫神帮助，叫了两年。
And so he stood his ground and did not give in to the temptation.
他站硬，他没有来到去妥协。
This was God's training ground, God's discipline that God used to move this man to seek his, the Father's face.Day by day and rely on the Father to give him the strength to resist the temptation.
这个试探对于这个弟兄来讲是神锻炼他的地方，神用这些的锻炼，用这些的管教来到去帮助他，来到去寻求神，来到去依赖神，来到去更新他和神的关系，因而他能够来到去抵挡试探。
God used this as a loving father to discipline this man, his child, to train him up in the way he should walk by faith.
神透过这样 好似一个爱佢嘅父亲一样嚟到去管教佢自己嘅儿女，嚟到去锻炼佢哋，好让佢嘅儿女成为神要佢哋成为嘅样式。
And so his life was transformed.
佢嘅生命能够得到更新变化。
For other people, God brings an older brother or an older sister alongside as a guardian or a guide, such as was spoken of in Galatians 4:2.
对于其他啲嘅人，神会带嚟一啲年长啲嘅弟兄姊妹，好似师傅咁样嚟到与佢同行，嚟到去帮助佢，嚟到去管教佢，嚟到去指点佢，就好似加拉太书4:2咁讲。
Such people come alongside others to disciple them, teaching them, training them, guiding them, correcting them, so that the disciplee might grow in the Lord.
那些的人与那些比较后生的弟兄姊妹同行，来到去管教他们，来到去教导他们，来到去锻炼他们，来到去指导他们，来到去矫正他们，好让他们在信心和服事上能够成长。
This too is discipline from God.
你这样的情况也都是来自神的管教。
This too God uses to transform lives.
神也都这样来到去更新变化我们的生命。
Very often discipline is a hardship or a rebuke or a tough circumstance that God has brought into your life.
好多嘅时候，管教系一啲嘅难处，或者一啲唔受欢迎嘅嘢，甚至系喺一啲困难嘅环境入边，系神允许发生喺我哋嘅生命入边。
Discipline may be a punishment or a rebuke, or may be a reward that encourages you to continue in the right way.
管教有时候系责罚，但有时亦都系有嗰个嘅赏赐，因而我哋能够被鼓励继续响。我们的道路，我们跟随神的脚步里面来到去成长。
Whatever form it takes, discipline is a teachable moment from God.
即无论这些管教的方式是怎样，管教都是神要教导我们的时候。
And God uses these teachable moments to grow you in your walk with Christ, to transform you.
神透过这些时候来到去帮助我们来到去跟耶稣基督行得更加的近，更加能够被祂来到去更新变化。
Yet it's not automatic that we will benefit from God's discipline in our lives, just as it is not automatic that our own children benefit from our discipline of their lives.
但是不是很自然的，我们不会说白白无端端咁样能够响神呢啲嘅管教入边嚟到去得益，就好似我哋嘅细路仔唔会话白白咁就能够响我哋嘅管教底下嚟到去得益。
It is also necessary that we respond correctly to God's discipline，
因为系需要我哋嘅刻意，需要我哋嘅正确嚟到去回应神嗰个嘅教导，嗰个嘅管教。
So let us learn now how to respond to God's discipline.
我们现在来到看一看，我们应该怎样来到去回应神那个的管教。
There are three responses that are found in this passage: endurance, respect, and submission to the Father.
在刚才我们所读希伯来书12:7-11里面，有三样的反应我们应该要学习，就是忍耐、尊重和顺服。
These three responses are all related to the truth that we are the children of the Father.
这三个的反应都是跟我们是神的儿女这个的真理有关。
Verse 7, for example, says, God is treating you as sons.
神管教你们待你们如同儿子。
And in verse 8, the author says, if you are not disciplined, then you are illegitimate.
第八节，管教原是众子所共受的，你们若不受管教，就是狮子，不是儿子了。
Or again in verse 9, it says, how much more ought we to submit to the Father of our spirits?
第九节，在这我们曾有生身的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不更顺服他得生吗？
So we are to respond to God's discipline the same way children are to respond to their parents' discipline.
所以我们应该来到去用一个好像小孩子回应他们父母的管教一样，来到回应神对我们的管教。
He is our father.
他是我们的父。
We are his children.
我们是他的儿女。
As a loving father, he disciplines us for our good.
因为他是一个慈爱慈悲的父，他管教我们是为了我们得益处。
We understand this because we as parents discipline our children even as we ourselves have been disciplined as children when we were growing up.
我们应该清楚明白这样的事实，因为我们也都是这样来到去管教我们的儿女。当我们是小个的时候，我们的父母也都同样管教我们。
We set a sleeping schedule for our children. We teach them the proper way to act. We force them to study. We teach them when to eat, what to eat. We train them in hygiene, to take baths, to brush your teeth, to comb your hair, to change your clothes. And we correct and punish them.
我们限定我们的子女几点去睡觉，我们教导他们应该守规矩，我们也都是来到去要求他们读书，教导他们几时吃东西，吃些什么，锻炼他们卫生那些的常识，好像冲凉，好像刷牙，好像梳头，好像换衣服。我们矫正他们，我们责罚他们。
And in all of this, we expect our children to endure our discipline, to respect us, and to submit to us, do we not?
在这些的教导，在这些管教入边的时候，我们期待我们的子女，他们能够忍受我们对他们的管教，能够尊重我们，能够顺服我们。
It is the same between us and God.
和神与我们都是一样。
God too expects us to endure his discipline, to respect him, and to submit to him.
神亦都是好像父母一样，期待我们忍受祂的管教，尊重祂，顺服祂。
So endure God's discipline.
忍受神的管教。
As verse 7 says, endure trials for your sake of discipline.
就好像第七节一样，你们所忍受的是神管教你们。
This response is given because discipline seems unpleasant to those who are being disciplined.
这个的回应是因为管教不是个个人都喜欢。
In fact, that's what verse 11 says. For a moment, discipline seems painful rather than pleasant.
好像第十一节这样说，凡管教的事当时不觉得快乐，反觉得受苦。
We always want to know from God why.
我们时时都想知道为什么神要管教我们。
Just as our children want to know from us why.
就好像我们的小孩想要知道我们为什么要管教他们。
In fact, we resist discipline unless we understand why and agree with its purpose, just as our children resist our discipline unless they know why and agree with it.
如果我们不清楚明白为什么的时候，我们不会来到去接受这些的管教，就好像我们的小孩不接受我们的管教一样，如果他们不明白的话。
However, unlike us as parents, God always knows what's best, always does what's best.
但是神跟我们不同，因为神他永远都知道什么是最好，永远都知道做什么是最好。
Know how the author points out this contrast in verse 10 when he says, For they, speaking about our earthly fathers, and we are parents as well, discipline us for a short time as seemed best to them, but he disciplines us for our good.
就好似第十节嗰度讲出呢个嘅对比。第十节咁样讲，生身的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处。
He always does what is for our good in the way that is for our good.
佢神系知道乜嘢对我哋系最好，佢永远都系用透过管教嚟到去帮助我哋。
God's discipline is without fault.
神嘅管教系冇错嘅。
Therefore, we must endure His discipline if we want to benefit from His purpose in disciplining us.
所以我们应该要忍受神那个管教，如果我们想向神那个管教里面来到去得益处的时候。
The unpleasantness is necessary, otherwise he wouldn't let it be unpleasant.
虽然是受苦，但是都是必须的，如果不是神就不会让这些管教变得那么受苦。
The not knowing why is part of his plan in raising us up as his children.
不知道为什么就是其中一个他的计划要来到去让我们成长成为他的儿女。
Enduring is part of his plan to train us to trust him.
忍受他的训练他的管教是让我们能够来到去相信他来到去明白他。
Therefore, endurance works with his discipline.In order to transform us and make us more like Christ.
所以忍受是跟那个管教是一起的，来到去同工，来到去更新变化我们，让我们更加似耶稣基督。
So endure trials. They are God's training, His teaching, His correcting, sometimes even His rebuking, so as to transform your faith.
忍受难处，因为他们是神用来到去锻炼我们，教导我们，矫正我们，来到去甚至是来到去斥责我们，因而我们的信心，我们跟神的关系能够得到更新变化。
We are also to respect God.
我们也都要来到去尊重神。
As verse 9 says, when the author says, Moreover, we had human parents,to discipline us, and we respected them.
我们尊重神是因为好像九节这样讲，再者我们曾有生身的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他。
Since we are to respect our human parents for the discipline of us, how much more ought we respect our Heavenly Father when He disciplines us?
既然我们都会尊重我们的父母，当他们来到去管教我们的时候，我们应该更加尊重神，当他来到去管教我们的时候。
This response has mostly to do with our attitude.
这个尊重的回应神那个的管教是跟我们的态度有关。
Often when God brings something to interrupt our lives or hardship, we want to complain to Him and let Him know what we think is a better way for Him to handle our life.
很多的时候，当神将一些管教的时刻摆在我们的生命里面的时候，我们会来到向神投诉，甚至跟神说咁样唔系一定系更加好嘅生活方式。
But when we are busy questioning God, we are not looking to learn what He is teaching us.
但系当我哋好忙或者系好嚟到去不断嘅问神、质问神佢嘅管教嘅时候，我哋其实忽略咗神管教我哋嘅事情。
Then we either have to endure the discipline longer, or we have to keep repeating the lesson until we finally learn.
但如果是这样的时候，我们一是就忍受这个的管教长一点的时间，又或者是神再一次重复这样来到去管教我们，直到我们学到神要我们学到的东西。
And we've all been down that road, have we not?
我们应该都同样经历过这样的事情。
Likewise, when we're busy trying to find a better way for God to treat us, we miss His lesson.
就好似当我哋咁忙嚟到去谂，帮神嚟到去谂，到底乜嘢系我哋最好嘅？对于我哋嚟讲系最好嘅时候，我哋错过咗佢对我哋嘅教导。
However, if we will respect our Heavenly Father, then we will be asking Him, Lord, what is it you want me to learn?
所以当我哋尊重神嘅时候，我哋天上嘅父嘅时候，我哋就会问，到底你要我学啲乜嘢呢？
Father, how can I grow from what you have brought into my life?
我点样喺呢啲你所允许发生嘅事情上边嚟到去学习？
Then we will be in that humble position of saying, Yes, Lord, I hear and I change.
如果我哋咁样嘅态度嘅时候，我哋就会谦卑嚟到去向神讲，系嘅，神，我响度听，我愿意嚟到去改变。
With such a humble attitude, we will be ready to be transformed by our Heavenly Father to be His disciples.
当我们有这样的谦卑的态度来到神的面前的时候，我们就预备好让神来到去更新变化我们，来到去成为祂的门徒，祂的儿女。
The third response is we are to submit to God.
第三个回应就是我们应当顺服神。
Verse 9 continues by saying, Should we not even more be willing to be subject to the Father of our spirits and live?
何况万灵的父，我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗？
To be subject to is to submit, such as other translations do it.
我们中文的翻译就是顺服。
The focus of this response is not the discipline, but the discipliner.
这个的反应，它的重点不是对于那些的管教，而是边个在这管教我们。
The first response, endurance, was to the discipline, endure it.
第一个的反应就是忍受，就是忍受那个的管教。
The second response is to the discipliner, God, respect him.
第二个反应就是对于那个管教的人，就是神他自己，我们尊重他。
The third response is also to the discipliner, God, submit to him.
第三个反应也都是来到去顺服神，这个管教我们的神。
Notice how then the emphasis in this passage is our response to our Father as our relationship to Him as children to Father.
我们应该留意到这段的经文，它所注重的是我们跟神那个的关系，我们对神的管教的回应。
Our Father is in charge of our lives.
我们的神是来到去掌管我们的生命。
As our Father, He has the say-so over our time, over our possessions, over our attitudes, to train us and to direct us in the way we should be.
作为一个父亲，他有权来到去支配我们的时间，有权来到去支配我们所有的东西，甚至我们的态度，来到去锻炼我们，来到去指导我们应该当行的路。
If we are submissive to our Father, then His upbringing and training and His teaching and His correcting will go far more smoothly.
当我们顺服神的时候，我们向天上的父，祂的管教，祂的锻炼，祂的教养，他的矫正对于我们来讲就会是相对容易。
This third response is logical.
这个第三个回应是很正常的。
Obviously, if we rebel, we don't learn to grow in the Lord.
因为显然的，如果我们反叛，我们不能够在神里面来到去成长。
If a runner, for example, does not submit to his coach's instructions, he will not grow as a runner.
如果一个跑步，即是赛跑的人，如果他不顺服他教练的教导的时候，他不能够成为一个好的赛跑的人。
For he will not learn and he will not get the training, the exercise that he needs.
因为他不能够学习得到，他也都不能够得到相应的锻炼。
In the same way, then, submit to the Lord as an athlete submits to his coach, as a student to his teacher, as a soldier to his sergeant, as you would to your father in your father's house.
同样的，我们顺服神就好像一个运动员顺服他的教练，一个学生顺服他的老师，一个兵顺服他的上司，我们也都是应该要来到去顺服我们的神。
My friends,
亲爱的朋友，
one of our constant frustrations as parents is how our children fail to reach their potential because they won't listen to us or just obey what we tell them to do. They want to argue back all the time, don't they?
朋友，即系我哋其中一个好心烦嘅嘢，就系我哋嘅仔女佢哋。不能够来到去尽情能够最好地活出他们的生命，是因为他们不听我们讲，不来到去听我们的教导，很多的时候他们会来到去对抗，来到去闹回转头。
The same is true between us and God our Father.
我们跟神的关系也都是一样。
Oh,let us be more diligent to just listen to him and obey him.
让我们一起来到学习怎样更加的忠心，更加的勤力，更加的追求，来到去听他，来到去顺服他。
Our focus this year as a church as a whole is be transformed.
我们今年的意象是来到去被更新变化。
God is constantly working to transform us.
神是不断地来到去作工，来到去更新变化我们。
But it is necessary for us to respond to his discipline.
但是必然的是要我们来到去明白，来到去回应他的管教。
And we will find that God is transforming our lives when we not only endure his discipline, but we also respond.Respect him for his discipline, and we submit to him as our heavenly Father.
如果当我们来到去尊重他，来到去顺服他的时候，来到去忍受他的管教的时候，我们看到神是在我们的生命里面来到去做更新变化的工作。
But it also helps if we understand the purpose of his discipline.
当我们来到去明白到底神的管教那个目的是什么的时候，也都帮助我们能够来到去忍受，我们能够来到去尊重，我们能够来到去顺服。
If we understand where the Father is going and bringing us, we know what direction to point our lives.
如果当我们明白神带我们去哪里，怎样带我们的时候，我们就会懂得来到去调整我们人生的方向。
So let us strive with the purpose of God's discipline.
我们现在一起来看一看到底神的管教有什么的目的。
This passage tells us two grand purposes for God's discipline.
这一段的经文告诉我们听两个的目的。
Those purposes are that we may share in his holiness, verse 10, and that we might yield the peaceful fruit of righteousness, verse 11.
好像第十节这样讲，
Ultimately, these have to do with our relationship with God and our relationship with each other.
第十节说，使我们在祂的圣洁上边有份，结出平安的果子，就是义，来到去让我们同神有一个更加好的关系。
Look a little further down this same passage to verse 14, where the author brings these two ideas together in relationship when he says,Strive for peace with one another, everyone, and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord.
好像他在第十四节那里讲出圣洁和义的平安。第十四节这么说，你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。
Holiness and the peaceful fruit of righteousness.With these we may strive for peace with one another and we may see God.
当我们有圣洁，当我们有那个结出平安的果子，就是义， 我们就会看到，我们也都能够来到去同人同神是有那个的平安。
Ultimately, discipline transforms us so that we can have a wonderful relationship with each other and with God.
管教最终那个目的是要来到更新变化我们，因而我们能够同人同神都有一个美好的关系。
It doesn't do so directly.
但不是说直接。
God's discipline does this by growing us in holiness and righteousness.
神的管教是要我们在祂的圣洁，在祂的公义里面来到去成长。
Let these goals encourage you to strive to cooperate with the Father's training.
让这些目的，这些目标帮助鼓励我们来到去怎样同神来到去啊，接受佢嗰个锻炼。
Let this motivate you，
让呢样嘢嚟到去鼓励我哋，推动我哋。
Who doesn't want better relationship with others？
我哋人唔会话有人唔中意同其他嘅人有更加好嘅关系。
Who would not want to one day see the Father face to face？
亦都冇人话唔想要有一日能够真系见到神，能够响佢嘅面前嚟到去活着。
Then be alert to what the God, our Father, is doing in your life.
如果我哋系要嘅时候，我哋就要敏锐到底神点样响我哋嘅生命入边嚟到去作工。
See the events, particularly those that make you struggle, as God's discipline.
尤其是系嗰啲令到你有挣扎、令到你有难处嘅事情，睇成系神嘅管教。
See that God is working in your life by these events to transform you into holiness and righteousness, which brings peace.
将呢啲嘅事情睇成系神响你生命入边嘅工作，藉着呢啲嘅事情嚟到去更新变化你。让你在祂的圣洁，在祂的公义里面更加的成熟，结出平安的果子。
The mother who disciplined her son in the introduction trained him for relationship by teaching him three important lessons.
我们开头所讲的那个故事，那个妈妈就是管教她的仔，来到去让她知道三样很重要的事情。
One,Do not lie.
第一，唔好讲大话。
Two, there must be consequences for the wrongs we do.
第二，我哋一定要承受我哋所做错嘅事情带嚟嘅结果。
Three, there must also be mercy.
第三，亦都需要怜悯。
It's because of mercy that he hugged her.
就系因为妈妈对佢嘅怜悯。那个仔仔来到去揽住妈妈。
In years to come, he will hug her for teaching him not to lie.
在将来他会继续来到去揽住妈妈，因为妈妈教导他不要讲大话。
In years to come, he will hug her for making him take the consequences of his wrongs.
他会继续来揽住妈妈，锡妈妈，也当他知道做错事是要面对，是要承担后果的。
Then he will hug her because he will learn the riches of relationships with friends and family that he has because she guarded him that he might have those relationships through her teaching.
他最终也都会是来到去揽着妈妈，来到多谢她，因为是妈妈让她学到那个关系那种的重要性。关系那种的同朋友同家人之间。
Ultimately, God is transforming you and me for relationship with Him and with each other.
神是要来到更新变化我们，好让我们同祂同其他人的关系更加的好。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
My purpose in this sermon is to open our eyes and make us alert to God's transforming work in our lives.
我希望我呢篇道能够打开我哋嘅眼，让我哋敏锐神响我哋生命入边更新变化嘅工作。
My purpose is that you and I will grow and be transformed and benefit in our relationships in our lives.
我目的是希望大家能够在这些关系里面来到成长，来到去得益。
My purpose is that CBCGL will be blessed by the transformation of marriages and of friendships and of parent-child relationships, and that the community of our fellowships and our church will go richer and deeper and broader.
我都希望我们罗威尔教会弟兄姊妹能够因为婚姻关系、朋友关系、父母和子女的关系更新变化而备受祝福。 我们的社群因而能够是更加的亲密、更加的深、更加的阔。
I dream of the day when we will live in peace and harmony and delight in one another and in the joy in the Lord.
我真的梦想有一天我们能够平安的、和谐的享受对方的同在，在神里面。
Will you not join me in this dream?
你愿意和我一起来去这样梦想吗？
Too often we miss opportunities to mature because we fail to see that God's hand is at work.
很多时候我们错过成长的机会，是因为我们没有看到神的手正在作工。
We fail to see these interruptions of our lives as teachable moments to train us and change us for our good.
我们能够看到认出这件事，因而我们不能够来到去好敏感地留意神怎样来到去改变我们。But
if we will recognize this, if we will see this, then we will be ready to benefit by responding with endurance and submitting to our Father and respecting Him.
但如果当我们看到这件事，认出这件事的时候，我们就能够很敏锐地来到去准备自己，来到去受益，来到去得着神的管教。我们透过尊重祂。 顺服祂、忍耐祂的管教的时候，我们能够做得到。
Then we will find He is transforming us, working His holiness and His righteousness into our lives.
如果这样的时候，我们就能够看到祂是在更新变化我们，在祂的圣洁、在祂的公义里面来到去作工，来到让我们成长。
And the ultimate result will be better relationship with God and with one another.
最终的结果是我们能够同神同人有更好的关系。
Our vision is seeking to transform lives and communities.
我们教会今年的意象是改变生命，更新社群。
Before we can become people who God uses to transform lives and communities, we ourselves need to be being transformed by God.
在我们可以让神使用我们改变其他人生命、更新社群之前，我们每一个先每一日被神来到去更新变化。
If we will be alert,
如果我们能够敏感,
if we will be responding to His discipline with endurance, respect, and submission, then we will see God transforming us.
当我们能够用一个忍耐、尊重、顺服的态度来到去回应神在我们生命里面的管教的时候，我们能够看到神更新变化我们的工作。
Brethren, bend the knee to the Father's discipline.
弟兄姊妹，接纳神的管教。
Let us pray.